The following production is brought to you by Galactic North Productions. This audio drama is best enjoyed with headphones to appreciate the entire spectrum of the audio experience.
And now, get ready for an exclusive sneak peek of the upcoming audio series, Star Wars: Life and Death on the Rim.
Are you sure you want to just leave the ship here with him on board?
He's practically harmless without the access codes, Aegion.
Let's move out and cut the chatter, friends. No telling what's out here.
We left the Scarlet in the hands of Zeb's loyal droid, Bill, to see just what we could scavenge from the two sites of interest. In a matter of minutes, the rusted hull of the downed craft was in sight.
What is that smell? Where have you brought us?
It wasn't this bad earlier because I didn't notice it.
Shh, this doesn't seem good. I don't like it. Why don't we check out whatever else is out here?
Something's dead. It's fine. I'll go check it out to be sure.
I crept closer to the craft. The smell worsened and worsened. It was unbearable. Finally, I could touch the hull. I slowly peeked around the torn exterior and immediately my entire body stiffened. A large, jointed arm ending in a spear-like point could be seen tearing at some poor beast lying on the floor of the craft. The being it belonged to, I couldn't see, though I knew its name already. I made my way backwards, slowly, stiffly, until I'd reached the group again, my heart about to burst. The group all looked to me to see what the matter was.
Ackley.
Those Colosseum monsters? Oh, let's do this.
Aegion, restrain yourself. Killick, did you see anything worth the trouble in there?
Negative? I was having a hard time paying attention to anything but that arm. That thing can barely fit in there.
Good. And it means there may be more as well.
You would have seen things like that on the scanners coming in, though, right?
Good point. Could have been someone's exotic pet. I don't know. We need to be careful, though.
What about...
What?
Well, we may have a hard chance against this thing, but...
The Scarlet.
Oh, you're wanting to test out those new laser turrets. Let's go.
Terrible idea. And let the whole planet know we're here as well.
You saw the scanners, Zeb. This place is practically deserted.
And yet obviously the scanners didn't. Tell us about an Ackley.
One Ackley.
Vote.
Do it.
I'm on guns.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Outvoted.
Race you guys to the ship.
This is Scarlet Captain to Scarlet Crew. Do you copy? Over.
I just want to make this clear. You are not the captain.
Never will be.
Heard that, Scarlet Crew. And thrusters are engaging. Please keep all hands, fins, arms, and legs inside the craft at all times. Weapons hot.
Hector, you ready?
Ready for you to stop talking like...
Hey, Banthus! Come and get us!
We waited. And a moment later... It appeared, crawling out from the safety of its shelter. Six spear-like arms kept its torso above ground. The three-eyed creature curiously approaching the hovering Scarlet.
Come on, you blinking brain tick!
the Accolade were rageful beasts, it charged.
Except this thing is working like a real charm.
I'll accept that compliment. Thank you.
Let's check out the damage.
Life and Death on the Rim. Coming June 5th.